So, we hopefully have got a little bit of good news coming for our viticulture industry. Members' bill's been pulled out of the old biscuit tin in Parliament. It would help streamline the process required for wineries to sell samples. Now, as it currently stands, that's how mad it is, small wineries have to secure a separate on-licence to that of their off-licence in order to sell wine samples, which requires added costs, such as providing a food source. So the man behind this particular bill is National's viticulture spokesperson, Stuart Smith, who's with us. Stuart, morning to you.
Good morning.
I laugh because it's stupid and it needs changing. Do you have the numbers?
Well, it's worse than that, because if it's a winery, a restaurant on a winery, and to get an off-licence, it has to have 85% of its income coming from the off-licence, and of course it won't. So how wineries have got around that or worked within the law is that they have to set up a separate entity to sell wine to take away, which is just overly bureaucratic, expensive, and an administration nightmare.
Have they been caught up in the whole, I know it's alcohol, I get that, but have they been caught up in the whole anti-booze is bad and we've got to do something about it, when really it's about lifestyle, it's about the countryside, it's about tourism, it's a completely different genre, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But look, if you go back far enough in New Zealand, it was against the law to sell one bottle of wine to take away. You had to sell a minimum of 12.
Right.
So alcohol laws have a history of being nonsensical. And in fact, what they're trying to do is protect us. Yet this law, in fact, encourages wineries to give wine away. Them selling wine would... But the samples in this bill cannot be any more than 40 millimetres, millimetres. So it's a very small amount of wine that you're allowed to charge for.
Okay, so but in essence, what this does is simplify it, tidies it up, and presumably, hopefully, you've got the numbers. But do you have the numbers? You don't know.
The numbers of wineries that we are...
No. The numbers to get it through the House to make it law, mate. You're an MP. You need the numbers in the House.
Well, I've talked to a number of MPs. This will probably be treated as a conscience matter. So I haven't got all the numbers stacked up yet, Mike, if that's what you're asking.
Well, I wish...
I think it's a bit of legislation.
Jeez. Phone's not working either. So a conscience vote, hasn't got the numbers. Hopefully he will to tidy this thing up and simplify it. What's the matter with phones in this country? Why can't we just get a phone that works, for goodness sake? What happened to the Apple satellite phone? Why doesn't he put the beep, 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 beep? You know what I'm saying?
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.